it was actually very funny timing. The week that Ball State stopped having in-person meetings was the week that I was scheduled to leave for my maternity leave. I had kind of planned for it, and I had been giving students extra lessons throughout the semester, and then I was planning on just giving them one big project here for the last kind of month of April. So actually, my students had pretty much already gotten the correct number of lessons that they needed for the semester. So it's kind of funny. It's almost like we had planned it in advance that they weren't going to be there either.
You and your husband, Charlie Ballantyne, did welcome this brand new baby girl just a few weeks ago in the midst of all of this. What was that like?
It was pretty crazy. We're really lucky that Charlie was able to come to our last appointment where we had our last ultrasound, and he was able to go, you know, with me to the hospital and be there for me to support me during the delivery. Because I think in some states now, they're not even letting the husband or partner be there for the delivery. They're being that strict. So I'm really lucky that he was able to be there. But, you know, it was still a little weird because everyone had to wear masks the whole time. And whenever Charlie had to leave the room for anything, he had to put on a mask. And now after, once we've gotten home, they told us to not let anyone in and not let anyone see the baby. So, you know, we've had our family have only been able to see her through the window. You know, no one's gotten to hold her and no one's gotten to come into our house and help. So that's made it particularly challenging. But like I said, it could have been even worse and even more difficult.
Jazz musicians are always collaborating and working with one another and working off of a riff when they're performing with someone. How have those skills helped you with your new role as being a mother?
You know, part of being a jazz musician is having a pretty irregular schedule. You know, we don't have the same schedule every day. So I think in that way, you know, being very flexible has helped both Charlie and me with the very erratic schedule of a newborn, you know, and being prepared for every day to be a little different, and just being flexible and being willing to roll with the punches. I think that's helped us a lot.
Now that the three of you have a lot of time to spend together, what do you hope to create musically and for your family?
Kind of the bright side of having a baby during a pandemic is that originally Charlie was going to have to be out, you know, a lot during these first couple months teaching and performing. And now he gets to be here all the time with me, which not only helps us both bond with our baby River, which I think is good for all three of us, but it's also helped where we can trade off who's watching the baby at different times, which has helped us both be able to practice and keep up our skills on our instruments. Even just the physical act of playing your instrument really helps me feel more calm and at ease. And I'm curious to see what kind of effect all of this will have on the type of music that just naturally comes out of me.
Well, congratulations, Amanda, and thank you so much for sharing with us.
Oh, of course. Thank you.